Good afternoon. You're listening to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. I'm Tiffany Anton with the Biz Foundry, and today I have Eliza Thoman from Red Silo Brewing Company. Hi, Eliza.
Hi, Tiffany.
How's it going?
Good.
Excellent. Thank you for coming in today. So your business is Red Silo Brewing Company.
Yeah.
How long have you been in business?
A little over 3 years now.
Okay. So you are a local boy. Right?
Local guy, yeah.
Been here always. When you were growing up, did you think that you would ever be a business owner?
At some point in my life, I thought I would be some type
of entrepreneur. You kind of had that in your...
Well, I mean, I was a photographer for many years and kind of did that on the side. I mean, I felt like I was pretty successful doing that, and I gave it up to open the brewery.
So... I mean, but you did that as an adult in your 20s. Mm-hmm. Were you the type of kid that kind of had a lemonade stand or, I mean, you kind of grew up in the country, right?
BFE.
So what were you making things? I mean, as a kid, do you think you had that spirit in you or that you just wanted to work for yourself?
I was always just like a creative type thinker. Mm-hmm. Always adventuring and doing something.
Do you think you're...
lots of hobbies, you know.
What kind of hobbies do you...
Everything from baseball card collecting to...
I was going to say, baseball's not really a hobby.
No, I mean card collecting, you know. Yeah. And what else did I do? Art for a while.
Do you think that was fostered in you growing up, that spirit of kind of doing your own thing and working for yourself?
I think it was probably somewhat genetic. My mom was very artistic, and she always had us doing fun activities like that.
And which I think is pretty important for entrepreneurship, to have that creative passion and drive. So you graduated from Livingston, and then you started working. People know you as the Good Shepherd guy.
Right.
And you kind of have this holistic doctoral thing going on there, right?
Yeah, I guess somewhat, yeah.
So, and I think people probably think that you own the Good Shepherd, which...
Oh, a lot of people do.
You do not. But you've been there forever.
I have enjoyed the industry for many years.
That's where you start working right out of high school, or were you working there when you were in high school too?
It was right out of high school, yeah.
And that was kind of your first gig, and how in that venture of things, which seems so far-fetched from a brewery, how did you get the skills to kind of help people out the way you have? How did you learn the things that you learned?
I think just kind of absorbed it, you know. You kind of learn things as you go along.
You slept in a book at night?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you know, back then it was books.
YouTube wasn't around back then.
Self-educated and a lot of nutritional support and just dealing with people's health problems. You know, they'd come to us for advice, and we'd try to advise them in the best way we can and get them healthy.
Are you a reader? Do you like?
Yeah.
Do you like to read books that would kind of foster that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm like a sponge.
So then you were working that job. That was kind of your bread and butter. Then you decided to start photography. Was that just a passion of yours that you?
Well, I guess it goes back to the artistic, creative side that, in fact, I was offered a scholarship for art, an art degree, and I turned it down because I thought I'd be a starving artist. But I always had that lean towards that creative type thing, and I've always been in love with cameras, and so I had some 35 millimeters, and the digital world was starting to birth at that time, and I hung out with Amy Callahan, and she showed me some things, and it just kind of flourished from there.
What was your favorite aspect? So a photography business, there's a lot of facets to that. There is the art of taking pictures, but then there's the business aspects of working with customers and marketing yourself. What do you think really filled your passion in that photography business?
I really think it was, as far as the customers go, I mean, I kind of got sucked into the wedding scene as a photographer and taking pictures of people just because of Amy Callahan and that sort of thing. And she's like, she really encouraged you. You got a talent. You should really pursue this. I mean, you're good with people. You have good people skills. She said it's super important within the customer service realm of things. And people just started hiring me up. And pretty soon I was traveling all over the country doing weddings. And
how far away was the farthest that you
went? The furthest was Houston, Texas.
Wow.
For a wedding.
Yeah.
I did some work in Vancouver and worked for a magazine for a little bit.
And this was all kind of a side hustle for you.
Side hustle, completely.
Yeah. So
just like the red sail is side hustle. Now.
It is your side hustle. how did you get the business skills needed to kind of figure that stuff out? To market that as a business and not just, hey, I like taking pictures. Because there's a difference between having a side hustle and having a legitimate business.
I think it's a lot knowing your market, knowing what people want. I guess it comes very natural for me as far as marketing skills go and understanding what people need. It just came natural and it just flourished from there. I mean, I can't say that I was formally trained. I would just say it's just a gift.
You're just a gift. In case you're just joining us, we have Elijah Thoman with Red Silo Brewing Company, who previously was a photographer. So you kind of had multiple career paths. So at what point did you think, okay, let's open not just brewing, but open a brewery where there's a tap room and there's people and there's merchandise and there's a whole entire business with this?
I think it goes back to, I guess, my career path with the retail store. And I realized that I kind of reached this point where, like, well, I'm not going to grow anymore. I am where I am. And to pursue something for the future, retirement, you know, that sort of thing, I needed to make a move.
Do you feel like you kind of had a stirring in your soul, too?
Definitely, yeah. You know, just one of those thoughts in the back of your head, like, okay, what is my plan? You know, obviously you have to think about the future and how you are going to retire or what your investment is going to be. So there's always that in the back of my mind, like, how am I going to make money? How am I going to support my family and be successful beyond where I was at now? And then the opportunity came up with the state legislation that made it easier to open breweries within the rural areas. And that's kind of how I met up with Jim and Mark. I was selling them homebrew supplies through the store. And I guess they just saw the passion I had with creating and brewing and making wine and beer and that sort of thing. Yeah, had the opportunity to show them a few things along the way, and they basically presented this idea. They said, hey, there's some legislation. I think we can make this a go. What do you think? We want you on board. And so it just kind of grew from there, and we started sitting down planning and developing back in 2014.
So, and you know, you all have your niche of, you know, what you bring to the table, and your big niche is the marketing aspect of things. Again, how do you have no formal training, you have no formal business background, again, just like the photography. So how did you self-teach like marketing?
I don't know. You read blogs and you read what other people are doing out there.
You absorb it. Okay.
Yeah.
So now you're you're sleeping on your computer in 2014 instead of, you know, textbooks in 2000.
I think a lot of it went back to the photography sort of thing. You know, like with this generation, people are very visual and they want to see something as opposed to reading a book or you know, an article or something like that. And I got that. So I wouldn't say marketing is my strong point, but it's just something that I have like grown into doing.
Well, I mean, I think you do not feel comfortable in the marketing aspect of things. Like, do you think you just kind of had to force yourself into that, or it's not as natural as the photography business was for you?
I mean, it's easy, but at the same time, I feel like if I had the time to really apply myself, I could be like a social media influencer or, you know, something along those levels.
I think you have to take duck face selfies to be a social media influencer. I'm not sure if that's quite where you're...
I'll practice that.
Well, so what else, what do you think is, so you have some competition in the area. What do you think is your key ingredient that has kind of helped you be successful amongst quite a bit of competition in the community?
Well, it's a trendy business right now. You know, I don't know if you remember, like 15 years ago, it was coffee shops. You know, coffee shops were popping up everywhere. So breweries are kind of a trendy thing. If you look at how many breweries are in the across the U.S. that are opening and closing, that sort of thing. So, well, I think what helped us is that we were the first in Cookeville. I mean, we have a great community, and we worked hard to get the zoning and ordinances passed that where we could open, and which inspired. I mean, I feel like it's inspired other people to follow. You know, you had the other breweries that have opened a year after we did.
And not just in Cookeville, in the whole Upper Cumberland.
Yeah.
I mean, it has definitely changed the landscape of this region. But what makes you stay successful? I mean, 3 years on the road now, and you've bought the building that you're in, looking to expand into a huge space. What makes you different?
I just think it's blood, sweat, and tears. I mean, I can't speak for the other guys and what they do, but I know for me, I have a day job. Jim has a day job. Mark has a day job, and we all are working 80, 90 hours a week. And with the brewery is not paying. We're putting everything that we profit back into the business to grow it. We feel like it's a good investment to grow this business to where we want it to be. And one day we'll have a nice retirement, and hopefully the community will continue to support us and will continue to flourish and grow.
We'll talk about the community in just a second. I think you guys have plugged in very, very well. So we'll talk about that when we come back from the commercial. In case you're just listening, joining, this is Elijah Thoman with Red Silo Brewing Company.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson in Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back. You're listening to News Talk 94.1 Local Matters. I'm Tiffany Anton with the Biz Foundry, and Elijah Thoman with Red Silo Brewing Company is here with me today. So you were kind of talking about your involvement with the community. And one thing that I think sets your business and you personally, because I think you really have a heart for this, is your community involvement. And so I have worked with you with the Children's Museum. You've always just felt like that's a really important way to give back. So where does that come from?
It's probably just the whole reaping and sowing mentality that was ingrained into me growing up. You know, you reap what you sow. You know, sow good seed, you're going to reap a good harvest.
So do you think you really believe in being involved with the community, or just it's going to come back to me at some point?
No, I think it's community is important, you know, and if everyone around us is successful, we'll be successful. You know, it's
high tides raise all boats.
Theoretically, yeah. You know, there's a lot more to it than that, but it's always been our business model to support those that are around us, whether it's a nonprofit or other businesses. It's one of the reasons why we have never chosen to do food at the brewery. And a lot of people are like, when are you going to get food? It's like, well, we're supporting those that are next to us, our neighbors. we want you to purchase food from them, bring it into the brewery, and everybody does well.
I realize, so like we said, you're a homegrown kind of man.
You can call me boy. I just turned 40. I'll take boy.
So you haven't been other places to know kind of, I mean, maybe you appreciate the magicalness of this area, but I think it's so cool that entrepreneurs, you support these businesses that you provide menus to these other places where people could go and have a beer at their place, but they choose the atmosphere that you've created and put out there, but you support these other businesses as well. I mean, that's pretty amazing for this area.
And I think it shows that the type of people or the community that we have here. I mean, we're very supportive for the most part. I mean, I feel like it's not just me, but it's a lot of other people too. I mean, we jump in there and we support each other.
How do you feel about, so, you know, you and I have talked about this too, the difference of what has happened on the West Side even 10 years ago. How do you feel about the fact that your business has been a part of that, of changing the dynamics, that on a Friday night at 10 o'clock, it's not dead. It's not quiet downtown. There's a vibrancy.
I mean, I wish I could take all the credit and say, yeah.
I wasn't saying you should take all the credit.
You know, I think this is something that has been in motion for a long time, and there's been people in the past that have worked hard to try to develop the West Side of Cookeville, and it's just now flourishing and starting to really just take off. And there's some variables in there. One, the growth of the community. I mean, we're getting tons of people move into the area every month. And people see it's just the hip part of town. It's the downtown area where all the local businesses are. And, you know, people are into supporting local businesses.
Well, so how does that make you feel about being a part of that your business?
It's inspiring, really. I mean, just...
Do you think kind of you want to see where the next 5 years go?
Or
do
we're excited about seeing the next 5 years. I mean, there are new buildings being put up. Parking's being changed. You know, there's going to be more businesses and more restaurants probably move in. And I think you're just going to see nothing but growth.
And
we get to be a part of it.
And I've talked to George Halford about this growth thing a bit. I feel like that's a huge debatable thing in the Upper Cumberland. Some people love it. Some people hate it. What side of the coin do you sit on?
I mean, I love it from a business aspect, but I mean, there's downsides, but I think the good outweighs the bad. And, you know, like you could be pessimistic and be like, well, there's just too many people. You can't drive across town. It takes 30 minutes, blah, blah, blah. But look at what jobs are being provided. And look at how our, you know, the dumpy places that were once in place downtown, they're being torn down. And
I mean, even Red Silo, what was in that building before?
It was an auto body garage. And it's part of history, and we don't want to take that away from Cookeville, especially the Gaw family.
So that garage door that you have was original to the auto body area. And so I think that's, you know, taking these older buildings, you know, the Biz Foundry was I don't know what it was before. It was a salon, but it was a rundown salon when we went in there, mm-hmm. and putting some vibrancy in there. I just like the fact that I get to be a part of that, and I'm just so excited to see, you know, resources out there for the younger crowd, mm-hmm. to know that I'm raising my kids in an area that it still feels small enough that it's not, you know, a big city, mm-hmm. But yet it has that small town feel still.
It's a small town, but yet there's a beautification that's happening that attracts people. People are visual. They want to feel comfortable. You don't want to go into a town and everything feels run down and just kind of dirty and grungy. You know, you get an uneasy feeling, but if you go into a town, it's clean and, there's landscaping and the buildings are nice and people are more apt to.
Well, and cool too. You know, like there's a cool aspect of things that's going on that, you know, your building, it's okay from the outside. It's just a building. But when you go in, you're like, wow, this is cool. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's that cool aspect that is is attracting other people and other talent to bring new and exciting things to this community. In case you're just joining, we have Elijah Thoman with Red Silo Brewing Company and the Good Shepherd and Elijah Thoman Photography back in the day. So you have a passion for entrepreneurship, obviously. You've grown a couple businesses. But when you talk about the brewery, you talk a lot about the financial of this was, you know, a retirement thing or, you know, you're putting a lot back into it. So how much keeps you going, the passion or the financial aspect in this? You know, you mentioned working 80, 90 hours. So it's tough to start a business. It's tough to be an entrepreneur.
It is. It takes a lot of blood, sweat, and tears and hard work and dedication. But if you don't have the passion to do it, you'll get burnt out. So, and for me, I mean, I love getting in there and developing a product, making something fun and new, and then presenting that product to people and watching other people enjoy it.
Which aspect do you appreciate more, kind of the developing of different types of brews or kind of the working with the people? I always see you as the face, the you know, almost like the president, you know, waving to people and kissing babies. So do you like the fact that you've been able to grow the brand of Red Silo more than I got to, you know, develop this cool peanut butter beer or
the peanut butter porter?
which kind of fuels your soul more?
I mean, I feel more gratified when I do create a product. I mean, that's just...
It's that creative...
That creative side. I mean, don't get me wrong. I enjoy hanging with people and enjoy meeting people and showing them around and showing that what we've done and being hospitable. But there's definitely a part of me that's like gratified when I do develop something and it is successful and I don't have to flush it down the toilet.
Tell me, I was just going to say, so tell me about a time. Have you ever had a time where it's not so gratifying? You created a product, a beer that is maybe not the best.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, you kind of learn from mistakes and sometimes things happen in the brewing process. You get distracted and mistakes happen and it doesn't turn out the way you envisioned it. But thankfully beer is pretty forgiving. And the biggest thing is just being sanitary, not to infect or make anybody sick. Most beers are, you know, very forgiving and it just...
So has there been times where you're like, you kind of take it to heart too much? Oh, this is horrible. You know, I've created 3 bad beers in a row and that just, you know, maybe I should stick to kissing babies and waving at people.
Shaking babies and kissing faces, however it goes. You know, honestly, I can't really think of a whole lot of failures with our beer. We've literally never have had to pour a beer down the drain.
Somebody will drink it.
Somebody will drink it. Jim and Mark. You know, can't let it go to waste. You know, it's one of those things. It's like, yeah, you know, it's a product that it turns out good, but in my mind it's like, well, it could have been better. Yeah. Knowing the fault that went into it or the process or
the mistake. And you know, entrepreneurs, I think they're their worst critics a lot of the time. Yeah. And so, you know, somebody else may think it's, this is fine. And you're like, no, it's not what I wanted. That's not what the vision I had. And so you're harder on yourself.
Absolutely. You know, you look at the glass and it's like, well, the glass is half empty.
Right.
As
right.
opposed to glass is half full.
So is there any advice that you can tell? I mean, you have started a business as a side hustle, which is completely a workload of a full business. Any advice that you can tell people out there that are in the thick of it or thinking about starting something?
Well, even though, I mean, financially, it's important to be wise with your money, but money's not everything. And do something that you are passionate about that makes you feel like you have a purpose or feel gratified. I think that is the long haul. That's what's going to get you through the beginning times and grow you to a place of success is just passion.
Real quick, how can people find you?
We have a Facebook, Instagram, website. You can also come down to the brewery at 118 West 1st Street, the corner of 1st and Cedar, next to Father Tom's.
Right down the alley from the Biz Foundry.
Yep, one like a smidge away. Like, I could throw a rock and hit you.
There you go. So come on out. Red Sail Brewing Company, thank you, Elijah, for coming in today.
Thank you, Tiffany.
And have a good evening.